can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, August 7th, 2024, episode 99.
Curry and the Keeper.
Well, hello, my queen of the dog rolling scene. You
hello,
finally witnessed it. You finally witnessed it.
I did. I finally did. I didn't know. I did not know what you were talking about. And I finally, I just got the show tonight.
You got
right
the
before
show.
The show.
So this rarely happens, but all I'm prepping, getting everything ready. It's 7:30. You're like, I'm going to take her out for a minute. I'm like, what?
Yeah, which is unusual because she doesn't usually go out to about 9:30.
No, never. It's like we never take her out. And you said, oh, she's standing by the door.
Well, she's standing by the laundry door, which is back by the back door. Yeah. And I said, do you want to go out? Do you want to go outside?
And what'd she
walked
do?
To the front
and
door.
Did she say yes?
She walked to the front door.
To the front door?
Yes. And so I was like, okay, I guess you need to go out. So she knows what outside means.
Yeah. She knows C-A-R. Won't say it because she's here.
She knows.
And so you took her outside. She pooped because clearly that was what was going on.
It was like a 10-dropper. like little cookies.
You dropped a bomb on me. Boom, boom, yeah. Boom, boom. Well, that's,
I was like, I'm not picking that up. Sorry. It was like in a desolate area.
It was not really in front of a neighbor who has a house there.
No, just of course
some
not.
General land.
I'm not that rude. I would always pick
but
up.
But then, because this is something I keep telling you, said she does this. And you say, she never does that for me.
Well, you walk her much.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, it's true. But but tell everybody what she did.
So she's the grass. So one of our neighbors always mows the perimeter of the whole subdivision. And our subdivision is not that big. There's maybe 14 lots.
Yeah.
And so
we refuse to have an HOA. That's
well,
why.
And he mows it. So that the snakes, because he said, because the snakes will go in the long grass and it's about maybe 6 feet from the curb. He mows it and then there's long grass. Well, it's time to be mowed again. And so some of the grass is really large and I see her going through, like she takes her face and she puts her face through the long grass. Yeah, and I'm like, what? I've never seen her do that. Yeah. And then she stopped and she rolled. Here's this 97-pound dog rolling.
Isn't
in the,
it cool?
And did, I've
and,
never
and
seen
her legs
that.
In the air and everything.
I've never seen
and
that.
And she lay down on one side for a second and wait for a minute.
Yeah. Like, and then she rolled over to the other side.
And then she rolls over. She's
I wonder
like,
what that behavior is. I have no idea.
Well, I do know that if there's a dead animal,
No, I know that because she did that with the baby fawn that was eaten by the vultures. She stopped and had to roll in that.
No, like, no, you got to pull her away from that.
But well,
that,
no, that's it was basically gone. What is it?
That's wolf instinct. That's still because that way they smell like the prey. And, you know, this is dumb, of course, because, you know, these animals, they're not wolves
anymore.
She's so
domesticated. She's a princess.
Hey, by the way, cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers, darling.
What are you drinking?
Well, first let me try it and I'll tell you what it is. Oh, I don't know. It smells kind of musty. Let me try this.
I think that's a vaudeville bottle. I'm not sure. Does it need to open up?
For sure.
So I need to try it?
Would you like to try that for a second? This is a Spanish wine, I believe.
I'm not a fan.
And it comes from San Miguel.
It's from Mexico?
No, it is from Mexico. San Miguel, Mexico. What is this?
I'm not a fan of Argentinian wines.
It's a Carignana. 15% volume alcohol. That'll do it for me. Oh, no. Wine of Chile, it says.
Oh. Nope.
This isn't. Wow. That is disappointing.
I think that's a vaudeville wine, too.
I'm going to have to talk to Dylan. Like, dude, what kind of poison are you trying to give me?
I'm not 100% sure, though.
It's from Chile.
Chile.
Yeah, man.
The home of Whitney Webb.
Hold on a second. Let me try. This is...
Maybe it just needs to open up.
Needs to open up in the garbage can.
Maybe. You're going to leave it there? Do you leave it there on your desk? Because you're not going to knock it over?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say, you never put your... drinks.
Yeah. Well, actually, I need to swap it around. Okay. You're right. Okay. Hey, babe, I had a thought.
Yeah.
I had a thought that why don't we flip the script, do something crazy?
Okay. Oh.
Not that. Why don't we do our cork soakers thank you at the top? And maybe that will give you some joy about how much people love the show.
I've been saying that I'm losing my joy for the show. And joy is my word for 2024. And I have practiced a lot of joy.
Unfortunately,
and I'm losing the joy for the show because I feel like nobody's really listening. Nobody's responding, except for one person, which we know, who built a website around being
himself,
mentioned on the show.
Himself.
And I'm not going to mention his name because then he'll clip this and put this on his
YouTube channel. I was thinking, you know, it's like maybe it's because... You know, you're not on Twitter anymore, so that's good. I mean, someone today made a fun joke about the show on Twitter, and of course you don't see that. But that's good, and I want to talk. I'll be talking about Twitter later, or X. And I see the boostergrams. I know I'm a mess. I see the boostergrams coming in. I see people listening, so I know they're listening. So maybe I thought, why don't we just thank everybody up front for a change?
Oh, okay.
Just
now
flip
it's
the script.
To
okay.
Hear from Nicole Sokas.
Putting the joy back in Tina Curry.
Yes, I'm joyless
tonight.
Joyless.
By the way, what did you say?
Now it's time to hear from
I do think it's kind of horrible that Tim Walz guy took your word.
Oh, I know.
He's using joy everywhere now all of a sudden. Yeah, I don't like that. So I'm very joyful and happy to thank our producers in the Value for Value, which if you go to CurryingTheKeeper.com, a lot of people may not hear this. They may not get to the end of our show.
Well,
so.
The person who I refuse to mention,
he who shall
name,
not be named,
will be really happy because when he listens to the show, the first thing he does is he searches for his name. That's what he does. And he listens. Yes. And so he shall be left unnamed.
Before anything, I want to thank Sir Patrick Scoble. Sir Patrick Coble.
Yes.
Who was the one who gave me the Bible.
Yes.
And I thank the guy who actually produced it because Patrick said, oh, I'm glad you got the Bible. I said, wait a minute, it came from you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. I said, but it had a whole different name on the package. Yeah, I forgot to put a gift card in.
Oh.
Dude.
That was so, and I know his faith journey was ignited as he was listening to Pastor Jimmy and Annette and to listening to our show. And I love that he sent you the Bible. And I had jokingly said, oh, I want one. And so he's like, I'll send her one. And I said, no, I was really kidding. I really, really was kidding.
It's hard to stop Sir
I know.
Patrick
he's been
from
more,
doing stuff,
more
man.
Than generous for us, but I appreciate even stuff. The sentiment.
But if you liked one, you'd want a new international version?
Carry on. Thank you, Sir Patrick. You're awesome as always.
You know, I also say I get so many notes from people, sometimes no agenda related or so, but there's so many people who love our show. And
really.
And maybe we're here to do what we're doing now. Maybe it's not as jolly as it was because we were basically drunk.
That's what I was saying to Elise. I feel like the quality of the show has gone down now that I'm no longer drinking a whole bottle of wine.
No, I think the quality of the show has gone up.
You
if
think
any,
so?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I don't know. I don't know why I'm feeling joyless about it. I don't know why I have to figure it out. I have to like
because I keep saying like if you look up toward like this mountain on Wednesday that you have to. And of course you do the newsletter.
And it doesn't help that I have somebody who texts me all the time and says, don't forget about the newsletter. And it's not Dame Christina Pearl. It's somebody else. So,
oh, that actually hurts the cause.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to have to do some kneecap.
A thorn in my side.
Kneecap.
Anyway. Yes. So
I know you are. I would not do this show if it sucks. I would say, babe, it's been so much fun doing this, but you know, you're no good.
Yeah.
I'm great. You're no good.
Your voice is not right.
Your voice, that's the thing. Your voice is perfect.
Even though you're better behind a microphone, you're better not even in front of a microphone.
By the way, do I have big ears?
No.
Are you sure? Look at
Let
these
me see.
Things. Because I was looking in the mirror just a minute ago. They're not small.
Well, they're in proportion to your head.
Okay.
Your holes are big.
I got big holes.
You got big holes. Big holes.
There it is. All right. We already have a title for the show. That was easy, boy.
No, but you don't have big ears. They're in proportion to your head.
They are? Okay. Because
yeah.
Sometimes on No Agenda, I make fun of other people, you know, all the time. And I was thinking, look at the plank in my own eye. These ears are huge. I'm like, hold on a second.
Look at the plank in my own eye. Listen to you.
I can't see. So anyway, I just want you to know that I think... for whatever reason, we're doing this podcast, and I know a lot of people at church listen.
No, I know.
For sure. But a lot of people have reconsidered their faith because of this podcast.
And I had a talk with God when I was walking Phoebe, and okay. I'm like, okay.
Which is a great time to do it, by the way.
Yes, and I recognize that the way that the podcast began is not really where it is today.
No.
I just have to figure out why I'm just...
Joyless?
Yeah, I'm joyless right now.
Joyless and Fred.
Maybe there's a lot just going on.
Yeah, well, there is. There is.
I need a vacation.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, thanking our cork soakers.
What you literally said at dinner was, well, it's hard, you know, now they don't have to work. Now I got a thing that I got to do. I'm looking at you like, girl, who are you talking to here? I got things I got to do.
You created this monster.
I did. Well, it's nice to see you retired from corporate life.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway. Let's thank the people, currythekeeper.com. Okay. We put the show out. We love it when you send value back. At this point, Tina@curry.com, she would love to hear from you. That would make her happy. We also love PayPals, and we really love it when you do stuff on the modern podcast apps. Get the Fountain app. There's all kinds of links. And we're pretty sure we have several Sam and Yeas who have not yet checked in.
Like Mac Tank.
There's a couple other people. So when you hit $500, you get the very coveted Curry and the Keeper tumblers.
The shipping department has cobwebs in it.
Cobwebs.
Seriously, there's cobwebs.
There's dead scorpions.
There's dusty glasses and broken coasters.
So tally it up, everybody. And of course, if you send it in Satoshis through the modern podcast apps, it counts for 1.5. And right at the top, there he is. He's back from vacation. With a good striper boost, the one and only Pastor Jimmy Pruitt. Aww. And he comes in with 77,777,
wow.
Which also helps because we get in that fountain top 10 and more people hear
it. Yes, I understand the strategy, yes. Yeah,
that's why we do it. So thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
They recorded. It's been about a month.
They
maybe
did a show.
5 weeks it's been because they were on vacation for the whole month of July.
I think June 3rd was the previous
one. So they
one.
Recorded. Yeah.
Well, they're also on episode 70, though. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah. They're busy.
It's not bad.
They're gonna pass us pretty soon.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Then something went very wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Another beautiful episode with two of my favorite people. He says, this is his boostagram. Loved our time in Dallas, Fort Worth, and really looking forward to Boston next week. We get to do this with a leaky bucket. So I might as well do a little leaky bucket there. About our Dallas trip in a moment.
Yep.
So he'll be our executive producer today.
Thank
our
you, associate Pastor Jimmy executive and Damonette.
And Damonette, of course. Mm-hmm. Our associate executive producer, Daniel Williams, $25 through the PayPal.
Oh, thank you, Daniel.
Which I think is an automatic. And Daniel, we'd love to get a note from you.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Is it automatic?
I think so. I think I've seen Daniel before.
Okay.
Are you not familiar with this name?
No, I'm not, but
I don't want to mess it up. I'll decant.
Okay. You've been just decanted.
Coming in with 23,456 is a good number. 23456, ooh. Dreb Scott.
Oh, Dreb. How are you, Dreb? Give us an update.
Yeah, well, he says, welcome back.
Oh, where did we go?
Dreb's a man of, well, we didn't do a show.
A couple weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. So Dreb Scott, of course, he does the chapters, which you also see in the
such
modern podcast.
Such a lovely, lovely
apps.
Cork soaker.
Then we have a 20,000 sat boost. The people were listening, man. They took it to heart. I'm like, get us in
when's
that top
Willow
10.
Gonna, when's Will? Does she have a wallet set up?
She she runs an entire technology company.
She's the smartest person in the Curry family.
She just got her PhD master's in online psychology, whatever.
She's
smarty pants nerd.
Yes.
Nerd, set up a wallet, nerd.
Anyway, I interrupted you 20,000.
No, anytime I can call my sister a nerd and shame her because she's like.
That's not shame. That is admiration.
Well, she's uber smart.
That one
week we didn't do a show. She sends me a note. What happened? This is my gym. This is my gym listening show, man. What happened?
I know she sent me a message too.
So what happened? I miss you guys. Well, J.R. Smithers is a first time booster. Oh. So a decanting.
Thank you.
J.R. Smithers, 20,000 sats, which is a nice amount. First time booster, long time fan, listener of Curry and the Keeper and Mo Facts and No Agenda.
Wow.
It's my birthday day on show day.
Happy birthday.
This is Joshua. Is my birthday on a show day? It has been a joy to hear your openness and frankness in your marriage. Adam, as someone who has dealt with his own dental problems, wasn't able to save my teeth, now living with dentures. Brother, oh, I hear you. Wow. Having someone else dealing with teeth problems from afar was like having a friend who knew about teeth pain.
That's cool.
Also need a decanting, what you just got, and a KTLD. And it says, in him. In him.
Oh, Joshua. Lovely. Thank you.
I'll give you a, say, where's my, what is this?
Yeah.
KTL, what is this?
Hello. No.
There we go.
Oh, that's right. No, that's the double one.
That's the double one?
But there is just a straight up KTLD. Yeah,
I don't know where the KTLD, the regular KTLD. Oh, here it is. This is the KTLD. That's the one. Okay. I'm so used to doing the double shot.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Joshua. That's really
nice
thoughtful.
To have you aboard, brother.
Yes,
excellent.
Welcome to Thank Vineyard you. Nation.
Ashley Wright sends in $7 on the PayPal. Sweetie. She's always sending it in. Absolutely. Yeah. 10,000 Satoshis from Comic Strip Blogger.
Oh, CSB.
And he listened to the show and he says, www.visiteurope.com. Santorini awaits you.
Oh, yay. Somebody else reached out to me on Instagram, said, I just moved to Greece. If you need any info.
Oh, really?
Info.
Oh.
Greece 2025.
You got a house? You got a house on the beach, on the water.
On the blue water? Is it White House?
We're collecting Airbnbs and hotel rooms.
Yes.
Oh, look who comes in with 77-77.
Sir Biden with an eye.
Sir, a mini striper boost. Adam, he says, when the wife asks you to take the hamburger meat out of the freezer, you do that and then you roll the dice.
What?
You do exactly what she said, and she'll still be grouchy. Cook it before she gets home, and then she's upset that she has to reheat it. Or she's mad because she was going to use it to make something besides burgers. In the new I'm fine, women are weird. Adam is sweet and obedient to his bride, which keeps her constantly disappointed in him for following directions. What a horrible message.
From a guy who doesn't even have a girlfriend.
Well, he does.
And has never
AI,
been married.
An AI imaginary girlfriend.
I'd say. Like, give me a break.
In the evening, he said. Oh, Brian, you've got a lot to learn. You've got a lot to learn. That's okay, brother. You got it's just how it goes. Oh, look. Oh. Another 5,000 from Joshua.
Oh.
Joshua got all jitty with the boostagram button.
Wow.
Tina and Adam, it has been a joy watching on the sidelines, watching both of your faiths grow by leaps and bounds. As a fellow Christian who has his struggles currently and in the past to get into the Word daily, hearing both of talked about. It's a little confusing here. About open faith and struggles has helped push me through my own journey and walk with Christ. Also need prayers in dating realm. And I'm looking for my keeper.
Oh, prayers up for Joshua.
Prayers up for Joshua.
Yes. Yeah,
definitely. Well, I'm so happy to hear that, man. I'll give you another KTLD. There we go. And coming in from Podverse with 1981, which might be the year he was born, Salty Crayon.
Oh.
And he says,
how you doing, Adam? We haven't heard from you for a while.
He says, In the evening. How interesting that the day this episode was released is the same day that MTV debuted in 1981.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That was, last Wednesday. That's why 1981.
Because Renee sent it to me, too. She said, I remember this day.
Yeah, I. Some people think I was there in 1981.
You weren't. I remember the day because
you were there.
I worked for the cable company and I distinctly.
You launched it.
I didn't launch it. I worked for the cable company.
Didn't you pull that big red handle like MTV is now on the air?
No,
everybody.
I didn't. That's not how it worked. But you weren't there yet. You didn't go. You didn't arrive to 87.
87. Yeah. Which was some considered to be the real MTV period.
Yeah. Bangers Ball.
Hold on, that wine is so good. I got to have some.
Looks like we'll be cooking with it.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what that is. Anyway, in the evening, 1981, the day MTV debuted, Adam went from leather jackets to leather-wrapped Bibles.
Oh.
God must have had this plan from day one for you. Well, yes. We know that is true. We know that is true. And he says KTLD.
Thank you, Adam.
See? Isn't that joyful?
It is
just
joyful.
To hear that
Yes. People
are thankful for this.
And people are listening to the
podcast.
Show.
They are listening to the show.
I think
show.
Part of it is, the newsletter, when they send you the stats and they just keep going down, down,
what goes down?
The open rates. I'm like, oh, you know, and then it's just, yeah, it just makes me joyless.
Well,
anyway,
maybe you shouldn't look at them. Open rate. I mean,
I get an email. Here are your stats.
And, like, and okay. So what's the percentage?
It's down in the 50s. Now it was at 70. Now well, it's down to 50.
But the subscriptions have gone up, right? It's more people.
Let me see. I'll give you.
And also
I'll
people have to check and make sure it didn't go to spam or promotions, as Gmail likes to do.
Promotions. Yeah.
That's the worst. You know, they make it very difficult for anyone to communicate through email. So people may not realize that you're sending
it. Yes, and I guess maybe I should look at that, is that it's the subscribers have increased 5 in the last 30 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I can see how it's demoralizing if you see that go down. But I mean, it's email marketing. Yeah. You know how email marketing
I know,
goes.
But it's still, it's like, like it went, it's at 55. 55, it was 63, 61, 60.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I got to get out of my head about
that. Yeah, seriously.
69. Anyway.
It's not all that bad. It's not. Half the people open email. The other half may see it. You know, and I don't know how accurate these open rates are. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, when I open email, I don't send my little pixel.
You have to remember, though, as a communications marketing professional, KPIs. Yes, KPIs. We're all,
here's your,
you know,
KPIs. Your husband happy? Good newsletter.
Okay.
That's your KPI. Key performance indicator.
Okay.
KHI. Key husband indicator.
Okay. KHI.
If your husband is happy, it's all good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Key, but it's definitely summer here in Fredericksburg. It has got hot.
But it hasn't really broken 100, which is amazing.
No,
but you're wearing hoodies all the time. You wear a hoodie. You wear a December, January hoodie.
I love my hoodies. And
then you walk out, you're grilling in a hoodie. And you're oh my gosh, it's so hot. I go, dude, you are dressed for December.
Well, in the morning, it's usually kind of cool. It's nice.
Kind of cool. It's 75.
That's a nice temperature. And the hoodie keeps you cool as long as you're not out there too long. It actually works both ways, in case you didn't know. Okay. It works as a shield for the heat, unless you're standing in front of a grill.
You wear black hoodies all the time. So you're in black hoodies in the blazing sun.
Because
over a grill.
I feel like I look better for you in a hoodie inside. Not like this weakling, 70-pound weakling that I look like with a t-shirt on.
Seriously? No.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, babe.
Kind of. And I like wearing Jesus.
Yeah,
I like all my. I like all my Jesus.
You got your ACJCD t-shirt on, which is one of my favorites.
Yes,
too.
But I was going to say that the longer period of heat, which it is now, came right after our shower has been completed.
Yes, the shower is done.
It is beautiful.
It's fantastic. Yes, Mike did a great job.
And for some reason, it feels bigger.
I know you said that.
I don't know what it is.
That's weird because it's actually smaller. Mm.
Maybe it's because
we now have
a built-in shelf.
Yeah.
That's part
of
it.
Maybe because not all the stuff is on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yes.
I mean, it was well worth the wait.
The rug really doesn't match now in the bathroom.
Oh, yes. And the first thing Tina was doing was like, you know, these marble tops, these countertops here, they're not really the right color
now. They don't really match. We need something different.
Get out of the bathroom. Turn the lights down or whatever. KTLD and TLTD.
TLTD.
Turn the lights down.
Oh, geez. Anyway, yeah, so that's done. That was
it's good.
That's been a definite. I think it was done last Wednesday, too.
Did we talk about it?
I can't.
Except when you went to take a shower and then it was only one temperature.
Yes, I couldn't move the valve.
Randall!
Yes, we had to call the plumber. He had to come back out and fix it.
Yeah, so. I want to talk to him about our toilets because I do have some thoughts. Our toilets are like, meh.
Yeah. What's wrong with them? It's what like do you want?
Well, we've been to other houses, and quite honestly,
whose do you like?
I like Susie Bernard's toilet.
Oh,
Susie,
you do?
In case you're listening, it's like a snowmobile. That thing, man, it's
a
like
snowmobile.
Yeah, you know, one of those big snowmobile saddles.
It's like elongated.
Yeah,
like,
there's something about it. Oh, yeah, this thing's
is it
nice.
High?
It's I don't know. I don't. I mean,
well, you're tall, so. And you spend hours in there, okay. So you might as well.
Do you need me to get started? Because someone has taken a little lesson from me when it comes to using the bathroom time. And I hear your reels going, and I Sometimes you're in there FaceTiming with people.
I'm not like you and Vic. Well, you're like not even muting when you can hear sounds.
I was definitely muting.
Anyway, I will ask Susie what kind of toilet she has. That's so funny that you made note of it. Like, I like this toilet.
It was something like, that's a cool toilet. And you know, these toilets, I mean, honestly, they're just kind of like literally from, Home Depot.
Yeah. They're American standard. Yeah, I like that they're one piece. I like that as opposed to having a separate tank. I like that.
Yeah.
But I'd like them a little higher because we're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Well, so anyway, I want to talk to Randall about that.
Okay.
Yeah. And also the one toilet seat keeps falling down no matter what.
The one you tried to fix?
I've tried so many times.
Both of them are jacked up.
And so I'm just imagining people, especially men, coming in like wanting to use the powder room and like,
yeah,
to push it back. Like, using one hand for that, one hand for the other. Yeah. Like, no. Yeah. So anyway, Susie Bernard, I'd love to come and check out your toilet.
Brother.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yes. Yeah.
My stepdaughter is healing.
Oh, I know. I'm going to have to hang up my nurse's hat pretty soon.
I mean, this girl is bouncing.
She said to me today, she goes, are you going to miss me? And I go, I don't want to talk about it. I said, I don't want to talk about it. She goes, I'm going to cry. And I said, yes. Yeah. I said, I don't want to talk about it now.
She has been a delight.
She has been.
Yeah.
And we've both been able to spend one-on-one time with her, which has been really great.
Oh, man.
Most importantly, she's healing so well. Mm-hmm. And she is in the prayer room. Yeah. So she's surrounded by...
There's a million Bibles and prayers on the walls and everything. It's been cleaned. It's been blessed. I mean, this is totally like an old school hospital with everything just God all over
it. Well, and she's been completely supported. So she went and had her 2-week post-op appointment yesterday.
And the stitches out.
And she got the stitches out. Mm-hmm. And they took an x-ray and they said she's healing beautifully. She can walk unassisted. She just has to keep her brace on. And he said, okay, I want you to come back in 4 to 6 weeks. And she looked at him and she's like, I'm flying back in 4 weeks. And he's like, why did you do that?
I told you not to do that.
She's like, I need to get home. And so he pushed it up for her. So she's coming in 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes, because they have to basically measure her for a brace. So this brace is like custom made.
Oh,
I don't know what it looks like. It's not like one of those elastic.
One of those Forrest Gump metal things.
I don't know.
Erector set.
I don't think it's like that. No? But yeah, I mean, this is definitely
different.
She's healed
very, very fast.
So yeah. So she's diligent. She's doing her exercises, her PT. She wants to go.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's been.
But also her friends have been nice and a couple are coming by to visit.
Yeah. And it's great. It's been great having her here. It really has been. So we've had a lot of fun.
I took her to the movies.
Yes.
And she's like, we have to go see Trap. It's this movie by this director.
Night
of the Shmashavrakhaba.
I don't know. That's not what? It.
Yeah. No, that's not even English.
Shyamalan.
She's like, who did Sixth Sense? Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that one.
So I said to you, you better pray over, you're going to see this movie, you better pray over yourself before you get in there.
It's called Trap, and it's supposed to be a horror thriller movie. And we're in it, and we are literally laughing. It is so bad. I mean, there's only two other people in the theater. And we're like,
there's four people?
And what was it, 12:30?
Yeah.
And we're like, this sucks. But it was funny enough to sit it out. We're like, this is the twist. And then that wasn't the twist. The twist never came. It was just the whole thing was weird. But it wasn't the movie. It was, we went out for, we had Hop Dotties. And we're in the car and she just started talking about stuff. And, you know, stuff that, you know, I won't share it on the show. You know it. We just had a nice chat. And at a point she says, you know, I really do love you. She said, you know, at first, you know, when my mom said, you know, my boyfriend, he has a podcast. She thought, oh, what a loser.
She said,
says, but you're really cool. And you know, not a lot of stepdads are cool. It's not always easy. And I was just, my heart was so full. My heart was so full.
Then she said, hey, skirt, can we go to Nordstrom? Got your card?
No, she didn't know. She does that to you. She knows. I'd be like, okay.
No, absolutely. Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah. And that's all we want. All we want is a little appreciation.
And so we're at Hop Dotties. This was lunch, right? And so she got a chicken burger or something. And I had chicken nuggets. And we both had a big, you know, like a big fish bowl of beer. And I'm getting ready to eat. And she says, don't you want to pray?
Seriously?
I said, oh, Wow. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, today at dinner, and she's like, hold on. I go, do you want to pray? She goes, no.
You tried to slip it. Good try, though. Good try. I like it. Good try.
I'm going to make her pray before she leaves.
Ah, whatever once. She wants. But I love that she was like, don't you need to pray? I'm like, yeah, great. Aww, thank you.
That's sweet. Yeah. No, it's been.
She's
it's
a good
been,
girl. Good yeah. young woman, I should yeah, say. Yeah. I can only see all these kids as kids.
She's eager to get back to her community, and all her friends are waiting for her. So we went to Costco today. We went to San Antonio. We had to go to Target and to TJ Maxx. The TJ Maxx in San Antonio, I'm not kidding you, it's nice, but the line, I'm not kidding you, is 50 deep every time. It wraps around
one
the store.
One checkout line?
No, they have like eight.
Really?
I'm not kidding. So
are they just slow, or is it just?
I have
a lot
no
of
idea.
People?
I don't usually wait. I'm like, I'm not waiting in this line.
You just don't buy anything. You leave.
It's Wednesday afternoon at 11 o'clock, and the line is.
Does
anyway.
Nobody work?
Apparently not. No, you know, the economy. They're out there spending money. We went to.
And then you went to Nordstrom?
No. We went to Costco afterwards. Uh-huh. And so we're like, oh, we got to make sure that, you know, there's a motorized cart for her.
Yes.
Because it's a lot to walk around Costco.
Yeah, Costco's pretty big. Yeah.
And so praise God, there was one. She gets in and she's like, beep, beep, beep. Back it up.
She took one of those typical pictures where she drives by an old
she
woman.
She take a video of me. Because I go, can I take a picture of you? She goes, take a video of me. But start it and I'm going to drive by. And so she puts her sunglasses on.
It was hilarious.
She's driving by in this like cart. It was fun. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Very cool.
It was a lot of fun. So yes, that was our day today. But we both get to spend one-on-one time with her, which
that's
is
good.
Yeah, lovely.
Now... and we're going to go to vaudeville on Saturday. That'll be fun.
Yes, her friend Caro is coming in.
And Richard will love her, no doubt.
Yes.
But while we were doing while we were seeing the horrible movie, you did an interview with Sir Timothy.
Yes, I did.
Tell me how that was.
It went well.
What's the name of his podcast?
It's not for his podcast. He teaches a class. He teaches a communications class.
Oh,
and so
okay.
he interviewed me on my career as mm-hmm. a communications person. And, you know, in high school, like, did I know, could I write? And I said, no, you know, and then he talked about me being at the bank and the first time I had to write. And I told him about the first time that I wrote the annual report, which was scary for me because yeah. I wasn't uh-huh. a writer. I had somebody who guided me along. And then I talked about, you know, working in nonprofit.
Is it a high school class or
no? It's college. College class? Yes.
Wow. How cool is that?
Then I was talking to him about video production and how, you know, with communications, how to conduct an interview and how, when you ask how I'm a storyteller mm-hmm. and how, when you ask a question, you want the person who is speaking, who's answering the question to incorporate the question into
yes,
the answer.
So that's, yes,
I told him about that. And I said, mm-hmm. you know, for just a couple tips, like less words is better. Nobody wants a word salad. I said,
that's
get rid
sure.
of the extra adjectives, get rid of the extra words mm-hmm. and just make it really succinct. Remember who your audience is.
Did you rag on ChatGPT?
I did not. No, I did not. But he, it's kind of cool what he's doing. Like he has his students write a paper, a short mm-hmm. paper. He said maybe 4 pages on a topic of whatever they want. But mm-hmm. before they finish the paper, they have to get up in front of the class
and give
like a 2-minute presentation on what their paper's about. And I said, I encourage them to really talk about why they chose that topic and weave in a personal story.
I'm sorry. I don't know why it's coming towards
weave
you.
Weave in a personal story. I said, because storytelling really captivates people. And I talked about how when I had to get up in Florida in front of these women, it was called Impact 100. And it was 100 women who donated $10,000 each.
Was this for the community foundation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I had to get up and I had to present something on behalf of the community foundation. And I told the story about how I got my girls into giving back at a young age when we did the peanut butter and jelly drive. And I think I talked about that on a previous mm-hmm. show. And so I said, I wove that story into my presentation. I said, and it brought tears to people's eyes because they understood and they could relate to that. And I said, when your students get up to talk about why they chose a particular topic.
Personalize like, it that way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
It was good. The unfortunate thing with the Zoom, the sound just kept dropping out on his end. I could hear him, but that's he could weird. Not hear me.
I mean, you were talking into the mic, right?
Yeah. And I was looking at, you know, the...
Because I was worried. I mean, I'm literally in the movie theater doing what you're not supposed to do, looking at my phone. Did she text? Because I'm like, I was ready to walk out and help you if something went wrong.
This was the interesting thing. So I would leave the meeting, reconnect, and then he could hear me. And then it would just drop out.
That is so
And so
odd.
He didn't know if it was the connection at the school. Oh, but anyway, we got through it. Yeah. I felt very flattered. And he's going to send it to me so I could hear it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then I got to redo the interview with Vic.
Yeah. Do you have a schedule for that?
No. They just got back from New Jersey.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Mm-mm. All right.
So yeah, because
People want to see that.
Yeah,
it,
we can't put that piece of garbage out there.
Hear that, Vic? I don't know if Vic listens.
No, Vic, it's not your fault. It's the
Did you hear that, Vic? It was my fault. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot. It was all my fault. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
So you want to talk about the big trip to Dallas?
Yeah, definitely. From your perspective, I'd love to hear it because we left Friday.
Yes. So my last flying experience was not good. And I think
we have to point out, Tina's like, yeah, we'll go up there. We'll it'd be great. You know, it's just a dinner and we'll stay overnight. We'll come back. I'm like, yeah, but you know, that means I'm flying and we're flying into planes. She's like, yeah, okay. You wanted to go so bad that I think you didn't even care anymore.
You know what, though?
Reason.
Here, in revisiting what happened, it was I was worried. We talked about this. I was worried about the wind because we were sitting at breakfast and I hear the building shaking. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this plane is going to blow over. It's going to roll over. And so I was worried about that. And you were trying to tell me the wind is not the problem. Don't worry about it. The wind is not the problem. And I'm like, what about a wind shear? You hear that? They take down jumbo jets down. Anyway, so that's like what started my fear. And then
you got the, we have an alarm signal warning.
It's going to be major turbulence. Hold on to your hat and here's your vomit bags.
Of course, it was smooth as glass all the way home.
So anyway, so I realized that I let myself get so worked up.
And also, this pilot wasn't 18 years old.
Yeah, so we walk up to the plane. I go, please don't be 18. Please don't be 18. Please don't. He was 27.
He looked the business, didn't he?
Yes, he looked the business.
Ed looked the business. Yes. I'm like, because we hadn't flown with Ed yet. I'm like, I like Ed. Ed's a good guy.
Yeah. And so the flight up was...
It was good, right?
It was good. So we're flying, you know, and I actually fell asleep because it's kind of, you know.
I know. I looked back and said, the passenger is asleep.
Yes.
We're doing a good job
up here. I
was
tired. But I look out the window and you point and there's a Southwest like 737 out the window.
You could almost touch it.
How far away was it?
700 feet.
700 feet. Mm-hmm. And so Adam goes, yeah, we got the
TCAS.
TCAS alert. I go, what is that? And you
said traffic collision alert system.
I'm like, oh, lovely.
Well, on the radio it was even better because now it's busy. So
Dallas is just crazy.
There's four or five airports and we're going to McKinney. And so we're chugging along. We're doing 200 miles an hour, but we're no 737. And you hear like, and then they call us, say, okay, well, we're going to let him overtake you. He'll be a little bit off to the right. And so Southwest said, yeah, we see him and we can literally see on the screen. You see him coming up behind us on the radar.
He saw you, right?
Oh yeah, of course. And then we see him coming over to the right. And then if you're less than 1,000 feet separation, you get this beep, 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 traffic alert, traffic alert.
And is that what you heard?
That's what we heard.
I would have freaked out if I could hear that.
The Southwest airline said, well, we see him. We got a TCAS alert on him. And we're looking at each other. Yeah, we got that too. And like, we're literally pointing at you. We're waving at you.
Yeah.
It was.
Most people would freak out.
It was kind of cool.
I wasn't freaked out. I was like, wow, that's kind of close.
we're definitely in the big boy lane here.
Yeah. For me too, I was very calm there and back. And I just, I was like, you know what? This isn't God's hands. This isn't God's hands. Yeah. Like I, you know,
So anyway, so we landed at McKinney. I landed twice actually.
Yes. You bounced. You're like, boonk, boonk, boonk.
No, it's not like boonka, boonka, boonk. It's like boonk. Boonk.
And Ed goes, hey, you landed twice.
No, he said, hey, you landed on the second time. Yeah. Thanks, Ed. I fly
then,
once every
and
3 months.
And then coming
months.
Home, I filmed it when you were landing. And you, no, did I film it when you were landing coming home?
No,
yes.
No, that's the point. No, that was on the way home. I'm like,
no, I filmed
smooth.
It. No, I filmed it.
No, you didn't. You filmed the bounce and then you posted it on social media.
I didn't post that.
Well, you
I
got sent, a bounce about.
Oh, I sent, no, I sent it to Pastor bounce. Jimmy and Annette.
He bounced.
And so then we're landing in Fredericksburg.
It was a little hop. It was just a little thing.
It was a bink, bink. I my stomach went up to my throat.
Oh,
and it came
did
down
not.
Again.
Stop.
And then
I fly once 3 months. You know, I'm like, oh, I got to get used to it again.
How long have you been a pilot for 20 years, though?
It's different every time.
Anyway, so when we're landing coming home, and I didn't film it, or you go, yeah, I see you didn't film that because you only you landed.
Smooth. Yeah. It was smooth. And I did a whole radar instrument approach and everything. I was like, we're all jitty about it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we went up there. There was a gala. There was a fundraiser for Citizens Defending Freedom. And Pastor Jimmy and Annette invited us to sit at their table. And so we went up there and Lara Logan spoke and General Flynn and I don't know who else. Several people from...
Well, Dr. Rick Scarborough.
And Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk.
Well, Charlie Kirk, he was the keynote.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh,
he was
man.
Really good.
That guy can... And talk about doing a speech. Not like a teleprompter thing.
No,
he just got up and talked.
Yeah. No, and he's young. He's in his early 30s.
Yeah.
So he was good. No, he was really, really good. So that was good. And then you want to tell about what happened at the end when Joe Laura's husband...
Yeah. Well, okay. So
did you talk about this on No Agenda already?
I did, but it's that not everyone listens to No Agenda and not everyone catches all the bits. So Laura Logan and her husband, Joe, are there. They live right down the road. So we know them. And, actually we went up to, we were going to say hi to Laura, but she was being inundated by people. So she saw us. We just waved, said, hey, whatever. We'll see you next time. And then Joe was like, hey, Adam and Tina, hey, it's so great to see you. You got to know Joe. Brian, it's so great to see you. This is great. Come on, General Flynn, got to meet General Flynn. Got to come over.
Take a picture.
Come on, Jimmy, come over. Come on, Brad, take a picture. And then we're standing there and General Flynn is talking. And, you know, I'm sure he gets a million of these people. They just all want to take a picture with him. We're like, but it was more for Joe. We're like, okay,
yeah,
Joe's
so
excited.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't really need my picture with General Flynn, but, really.
And then he's like, all right, we'll stand here. Let's see. General Flynn, it's Adam Curry, Headbangers Ball. And Flynn gives me a look. And I'm like,
MTV, Headbangers Ball.
Rock on, baby.
He's probably like, I don't know what the heck you just said, but okay.
Of all the things he could have said.
Of all the things he could have said. Instead of like, he co-invented podcasting.
I barely got a chance to say thank you for your service. Like, didn't even get a chance to that.
No, it was pretty funny. But
it was nice to be there with Pastor Jimmy, Dame Annette, Pastor Brian, with Naomi, yeah. Naomi's parents who live in the area. And the food was good.
Yeah, we had a really lovely time.
It was nice. We had 500 people.
I enjoyed it. They were part of the Remnant Alliance.
They had 3 days of courses and seminars and stuff.
They made a lot of connections up there. So.
And then, of course, now they had been there. They went back on Southwest and we flew back regular.
Regular
Speedy Gonzales trip.
We were down on the ground by what, 10, 10:30?
Yeah. We drove straight to pick Phoebe up.
Yeah, picked her up.
Mm-hmm. You got to admit, it's kind of cool.
It is cool.
It's not quite private jet level, but it's kind of cool to just, be able to fly yourself up.
Of course, I had to climb over the wing.
Over the wing, yes, I know. There's no stairs.
Yes,
I know.
And I had to, you have to lift the seat forward so that you could climb
like
into the
coupe,
back.
Like a coupe.
Yeah. I was saying to Lisa, I go, it's just kind of boring because there's nobody to talk to. I'm sitting there by myself. There's no in-flight entertainment.
How come you never want Sirius XM? We can literally turn on news channels, music channels. You can get the message.
I mean, do you listen to that too? If it's turned on, is it all on the same frequency?
No, we can separate it just for you. And then we don't have to hear it.
Okay. We'll have to do that next time.
Although whenever I fly with Mitch, he has Sirius XM.
Yeah.
And he always has music on very softly in the background. He likes that. I don't really care. I'd rather hear the, what's going on in the air around me. Not be distracted, singing along or something.
No, we could totally.
If you want that, we can totally do that.
I mean, it's so much easier than driving 5 hours.
Now, did you have your noise canceling on, I thought later? Was it loud?
It seemed loud to me.
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
Because Elise said that to me and I thought, you might not have hit the button for noise canceling because it should be completely quiet.
Oh, no. I was like.
Oh, no.
You tell me.
I'm so sorry.
My poor ears.
It should be completely quiet.
No. Nobody ever.
I'm so sorry.
You know, you forget them one time and now we're damaging my hearing. Anyway, but it was a fun, quick trip.
It was a great quick trip. Yeah. And then of course,
that was Saturday.
And then, you know, by the time Sunday came around, I was up at 5:00. I was tired. You know,
we went to church and then I went to Boone and Bella's 4th birthday party.
Jimmy was great. It was good to have him back, Pastor Jimmy, because he hadn't been in the pulpit for 5 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah. Something like that.
Good to have him back. And he was all amped up.
Yeah, he was energized. Yeah, he was energized. It was good. It was really good.
It was good.
And then, like I said, I went to Boone and Bella's fourth birthday party.
Twins. How was that?
I couldn't go,
obviously.
You know, there's a lot of little kids there. So that I saw them in their element playing with other kids. Mm-hmm. And so we're all sitting outside eating and we turn around and look and there's Bella. She's taking her dress off. And so
she's always undressing.
Karen's had to go over there and I don't know. She had I don't know what she did to get her to put her clothes back on, but she was ready to take all her clothes off and jump in the pool.
That is exactly.
And that's what they do. They just don't refuse to wear clothes. And
Christina, she had the used to do that all the time.
I know. I remember you telling me that. But the thing to me that just kind of seared my heart was they each had
seared your heart
seared,
or
seared like a sear on my heart. Like, you know how you sear a steak, like branded.
So it's good or not good?
It's a good thing.
Oh, it's a good thing.
Okay. Was when they sang happy birthday to them. So they each had their own cakes. And I was watching Bella and Boone and the looks on their faces.
Yeah, it was so
precious. Mm-hmm. And you know, you just look at them and you think, oh my gosh, they're so innocent.
If only you knew what's ahead in your life.
It's just so innocent. You know, so innocent. They were so present to the moment.
Nice.
You know, and it was so nice to be present for them in the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was good. I loved it. I absolutely loved
it. Speaking of presents, what presents did you get them?
Oh, I bought them Leapfrog to learn how to read. And Bella was so excited. She came up to me and yes.
Oh, really? Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, you're so good. You're good at this stuff. You're good at that stuff, man.
I tell you, some of those toys, though, egad.
Guns?
Ooh. No, cowboy just like over-sexualized dolls.
What?
Yes.
People gave them?
No, at the store. When I was looking at the store. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, I view Disney in a very different perspective now, knowing what they're all about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was crazy. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Monday night, we went to
this was kind of fun.
Revel Catering with the Blood Diamond dealers.
Well, hold on a second, because... You know, you're like, I don't know if we have dinner tonight. I don't know if we have dinner tonight with them because I haven't heard from Julianne. She's notorious for not.
She's busy. Yeah. She's busy.
And then, was that when I was,
that's when you went to the movies with Elise.
And so we're almost home.
Pulling in the driveway.
You call me in the car. We're almost about to pull in the driveway. I said, oh, hey, we're pulling in the driveway. Okay. And I look at Elise and I said, that phone call, I could tell from your mom's voice was... She was going to tell me that we have dinner tonight.
How did you know?
I know you. And you came in and said, we're having dinner tonight. Dinner's on. And Lee said, how did you? I said, yeah, I know my wife. I know. First of all, I calculated immediately. Why are you calling me in the car? Because I said we were on our way. So you knew we were coming.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So it must have been like, dinner's on. Yeah. And dinner was on, and this is Revel Catering.
Yes, they do these special.
It's really like a no need to know basis only that these take place, right?
Because it's almost always the same people.
And
I'm on their email list. I know Andre is on their email list.
Yeah, but it's kind of the in crowd of foodies.
But they have the cuisine is usually of a certain origin.
Yeah,
like this one was. I think
Chef Max does something special each time.
It was Spain or Mexican.
Well, it was Spanish.
I don't know, it was something
South American, but he's done all kinds of different stuff.
And it is exquisite.
Yeah.
Exquisite. Yeah.
It was just fantastic. And, you know, even people from other restaurants come.
Yes.
And other bars.
Richard came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's a thing.
Yeah.
And it was nice because we were introduced to Thibaut and...
Jen.
And Jen, who are from Austin. He's French. He's a professor in neuroscience and mathematics. Young, they're young. What are they like?
Probably
late 30s.
Yeah, late 30s, maybe.
And he just got tenured. And I had a great chat with him.
Oh, you were like you two were zoned in on each other. I mean, you didn't speak to anybody else. And there's poor Mark at the other end of the table like, hello.
Hey, listen, I was positioned right next to him. I figured that was the whole point is to, you know, I was talking about AI and he's like, yeah, this is bull crap. I said, right on, Tebow. I got some other things to talk to you about. It was fun.
I mean,
you
had his ear the whole night.
Well, at a certain point, I'm like, we should talk to some other people.
I know.
And I turned to you. Hey, you here?
You're like, oh, yeah, look at you. You're still sitting here.
Oh, you're so pretty.
No, it was fine. I was catching up with Julianne.
I knew you
who are the blood diamond dealers.
Oh, my God. She had a whole story about, because, you know, she's a hunter.
Yeah, she goes to Africa and she actually shoots.
Right. But now this was in Texas for...
She went to somebody's ranch for an addicts. Look it up. ADDAX.
I have to remember to talk about it to John. So it's kind of like bigger than an antelope and it's even bigger than... It's bigger than an oryx.
Too. It's white.
And she's like... But yeah, I did it with a crossbow.
Yes.
Like, whoa,
we were like,
crossbow.
You are badass. So yeah, I was like, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, but then it's like, well, there was a guy and a guy with a tripod and a guy with a rangefinder and there's all kinds of measurements.
And I'm in the back of the truck with a martini.
It's like all I have to do is click the button. And she's funny.
She's hilarious. She was so excited to share that story with you,
and
too.
And the picture, and like, look at this picture, and just her with the dead animal.
Yes, holding its head up like...
Like, he looked so happy. they're precious people.
Yes. But what was interesting is that...
Some people fly, some people shoot animals.
Hey, you know what? Whatever.
Crossbow.
And you know what? Yeah. Well, and the crazy thing about it is that when she was getting ready to shoot the animal, she said to the guy who had the...
I wasn't even going to bring this up.
She said you could talk about it. But what was it? What was the guy who was looking at the animal? And she said, okay, the animal all the way on the end.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be like the old thing that no longer...
They had to take him down because he was fighting with the other. And it's a very controlled environment. It's not like you just go out.
These animals would be extinct if it weren't for Texans who breed them and call them. And I'm very pro. It's actually conservation.
Yes,
it sounds weird,
yes,
but it is
good. Like I said, it's very controlled. So anyway, I don't know who she asked. Not the rangefinder, but the other...
The guy who was stirring her martini, I guess.
So she said, he was looking at it and she said, okay, the addicts all the way. On the end. And he said, yes. Well, his point of view and her point of view. So she shoots him and she kills the number one female breeder, $8,000 animal. And she was like,
uh-oh.
She said her stomach just dropped.
Well, no, she said she shot and everyone was quiet. There's no one like, yay, good shot. It was like, everyone was dead quiet.
Yes. And so then they said that the owner of the...
And didn't she just give the owner some of those blood diamonds and everything was taken care of?
Yeah. But then she got to shoot the other ones. He said, you got to take
you
out
gotta
the
go
nail.
Back.
So now they have, 800 pounds of addicts meat that they're getting. And you kept saying, when are we going to your house? When are we coming over?
Yeah, we want to get some addicts meat. Oh, yeah. Man.
It was pretty funny. We were cracking up laughing. I mean, it was... I could imagine how... awful she felt, but at the same time, it wasn't her fault.
It was also just funny.
Yeah, it was fun. But we always enjoy spending
time
with them.
Always something good
they
going on.
They are so
with them.
Fun, and we've met so many people. You know, Todd, and then the Christmas store guy. I think his name is John.
Yeah.
You know, and we just have such a good time. Richard was there, and Melissa and Bobby from Six Twists were there.
I'm telling you, it's like the cool people of the service industry of Fredericksburg are kind of there. Yeah, it's nice. I like it a lot.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And then you complain about 1 hour podcast. Look at your life.
I'm tired.
Look at your life.
I'm tired and went all over
I'm
to
so
San Antonio.
Bored in the airplane.
I went to Costco.
So bored. That's so horrible. Bored. Man, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. And then we're coming up. We're going to Boston on Monday.
Yes, yes.
We're going to see the Doobie Brothers.
Early morning flight. I'm not flying. Boston is above my 700-mile range.
We're stopping in Tennessee and then heading up to Boston.
I despise that, but okay.
I know.
It is what it is.
I know.
And so we get in. Is the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers concert is
Monday.
Monday night.
Then
okay.
Tuesday, we're going to see the National Monument.
I'm very excited.
We're
going
to go to Plymouth. Yeah. We got to figure out a good seafood restaurant to go to and see what else is there that we can see. So it'd be very historical. And then we fly home on Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday morning?
Wednesday. Yes. We're home. We land by 12:30 or something.
Good.
So we have enough time to get the Feebermeister.
Feebers is going back to the gulag. She seemed to kind of be happy. She doesn't seem unhappy when she comes out, does she?
No. No. She's happy that she, I think she knows that we're coming to get her, that yeah. she's not staying there forever.
It's going to be a long time when we go to Mexico.
I know. It's like 9 days. Are you fretting about it already?
A little bit.
Oh. Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just ask the Holy Spirit to remind her every day. We're coming back.
You know what? You want me to print off our picture and put it in her little executive suite?
That's pretty lame. But I appreciate it.
Well, you're doing the God shot this week.
I am.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
I was just like, when you said this morning, you're like, I don't have a list. I don't have a God shot. I don't have a question of the week.
I got no joy.
I'm like, well, should I do the God shot? Not having anything. I'm like, should I just take care of it? Yeah, yeah. Okay. But a God shot did come to me.
Okay.
And it happened this morning. And I think I even said last night to you, I'm concerned about social media in general.
Yes. We talked about this last night.
Elon Musk in particular.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, you know, now that he's supporting.
He's a cultural Christian, whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
Right. So he's supporting President Trump and he's talking about how, you know, he's a cultural Christian. But I have followed him for a long time and I have my own opinion. And he's talking about AI gods and he's all in on carbon credits. So I just don't like the idolatry of anybody almost, yes. but certainly not idolatry
and
in general.
And a lot of people idolize him too. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
But in more generally, and that's what I was talking about to you, is like what people do on social media is completely useless. It makes no difference. It no longer gets into mainstream media. The New York Times doesn't say so-and-so said something on Twitter or this went viral. It's become meaningless mm-hmm. because there's so many networks and it's just a place to go and go at each other. And I just see nothing good coming of it. It's been on my heart. It's been on my mind. And this morning, Pastor Jimmy sends out his devotional and he sent 2 Timothy 3:1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. His message was more positive than what that sounds like. But what I typically will do is I'll go and read the whole chapter, you mm-hmm. know? And so I'm reading and I was just astounded because right after that comes the following verse 2-4. In these last days, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I'm like,
wow.
There's your social media right there. And then right after that, 5-7, and this is where I see Elon Musk, holding to a form of godliness, although they have defied its power, avoid such men as these. Mm. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Cultural Christian.
Wow.
And it just, and I was just like, thank you, God. Thank you. You put me at rest. This is all designed. This is all meant to happen. And of course, as I read on further, there will be many more. I mean, so in a way, yes, the last days, which by the way, doesn't mean, you know, necessarily end times, Jesus right? isn't coming mm-hmm. tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You never know. Be ready at all times. But that, and I even texted back to Pastor Jimmy. I said, dude, this is how I see it. He says, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just like, ah.
I see that too more and more on Instagram. So I know exactly what you're talking about because right now I'm becoming more and more bored with it because all I see is narcissism.
Yeah.
That's all I see.
I mean, narcissism. that whole list, I'm like, there you go.
Yes.
It's completely useless. Be aware of this, be conscious of this. But from a more practical standpoint, it does nothing. It does not move culture forward or backward. It used to be different.
If anything, it makes them more divisive and just
totally.
Pulls people down.
But what I mean is it's no longer a publishing platform where you could get traction with something and then all the mainstream outlets will be talking about it. It's inverted.
Yes.
People are just talking about, oh, look at this clip from MSNBC. Look at this clip from Fox. And like, it's, and it just spins everybody up and it does nothing. You're not going to convince anybody. You're not going to teach anybody anything. Nothing.
I agree.
A podcast is better. A blog is better. I'm telling you.
I agree.
The pulpit is better.
No, getting in God's word every morning is the way to go. You know, I don't really have a God shot, but I wanted to share this, and this is kind of vulnerable, and we've talked about this, but I do want to share it because I want it.
This was unscheduled.
Yes. I don't even have a list. I am freewheeling you it today.
Are, ooh, baby.
Who am I?
I don't know.
I do have a question of the week.
It's called improv. Yes.
But I went to bed. This was a couple nights ago, and this was kind of on my heart, and it plagued me all night, and it was how I felt like I was undesirable to you, like that you didn't desire me anymore. And it was starting to overtake me, like, and it bothered me. And when I got up in the morning, I recognized that was the enemy. Like, I recognized it immediately because there was no basis for that at all. And it was transforming because we've been transformed. Mm-hmm. I can see it so clearly now. Yes. And that's the Holy Spirit coming in. Like, the Holy Spirit is right there with me. And I can see how the enemy, whenever you have any of those negative thoughts and there's no basis for it, because there was absolutely no basis for this. And it was worming. It can really capture you if you don't step back and get in, you know, seek the Holy Spirit's guidance and realize that's the enemy.
Yep.
And I knew it affected me going to sleep that night.
Wow.
And then through the night and in the morning. And then that's when the Holy Spirit was like, time out. This is the enemy. So I just bringing that up for people when you start going down a negative pathway and there's no rhyme or reason for it. There's no basis for it. Realize that it's the enemy at work just to keep you locked down and keep you away from seeking God and finding.
Yes. And from what I understand and what is also written, the more you're in the word, the closer you come to God, the bigger the Jesus freak you are, the more the enemy tries to attack.
Oh, for sure.
That is just so clear.
For sure.
So clear. Like, wow.
For man. Sure. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I mean, I already knew it.
Yeah. You didn't know that I was going to share it on the show.
No, I did not. I did not.
And you did when you got up, you were like, yeah, you're looking kind of shabby. Just kidding.
There you go. Just nanu, kidding. Nanu. And then I also want to share something.
Oh.
I beat Willie at chess. Oh. Yay! It was a good
you
game,
to,
though.
Do you need to keep a tab? Like, who's winning?
That's funny because Aubrey, who is one of the baristas, she says, what's the tally? I said, I know Willie's still ahead, but we might want to keep score.
You should. You should, because this has been a regular thing. How long have you been doing this now?
Oh, goodness. Months and months.
Yeah, because you started going to church in October when I was coming back from my hiking trip. And then you met him shortly thereafter, a couple months after.
Probably since February,
probably
March.
6 months or so, yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats. We should get little trophies made that you guys transfer back and forth.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, little trophy.
Like with like a knight on it or like a little rook. Rook.
That would be very cool.
Rook.
Yeah.
A rook.
It's like, and, you know, I'll bring it in and then if you switch, he wins, he takes it home. He'll get a kick out of that.
Anyway.
He'll get a kick out of it.
All right. You want to do question of the week?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's do that. And
you know what? It's time for the question of the week.
This one I did not do.
No, I did it.
Time once again, everybody, for the question of the week. Tina knows. Because, of course, she already made it up, so she has her answer. So it's really just another way to embarrass me.
No, it's to give people insight into your past.
Well, to my past.
Yeah, because there's always questions. Well,
they already know I don't think you're desirable. I mean, what more do you need to know after that? Baby, if I can just stop the show
for
a second.
I know, you don't even have to say it. That was all the enemy. I know. Okay.
Yes.
When you were a child, did you commit any crimes and what were they?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, what a defined child.
Well, young, you know, but under 18.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Oh, what'd you do?
Breaking and entering.
Oh, did we tell this? Did you tell this story?
I don't think so.
What?
Well, so there was this warehouse And we lived in this little village, and there was this, and we were just outside all day long. We were riding ponies, horseback, bareback. We were, shoveling poop. We were working in Rose Nursery. We were around. We had boats with outboard motors. We had motorcycles that we welded together. It was a cool time. And there was this shed near the gas station up on the dike, and like a warehouse. And in it,
how old are you?
13,
okay.
12, 13.
Okay.
And in it was all this old army stuff. There was a guy who collected World War II army stuff, trucks, tanks.
Wow.
Just all kinds of stuff. And we decided one night we're going to go in and we're going to look, we're going to break and enter. And we had it all planned out, and we had ropes, and we had lights, and we had backpacks. It was like,
were you dressed all in black?
Totally. It was like Mission Impossible. We snuck out, we removed a skylight and we rappelled down, and we basically just looked around, and there was some,
you rappelled down?
Yeah, with a rope. It was like the dum 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 dum. We were completely in the Mission Impossible stuff. We didn't take anything. We were just sitting in the tanks and turning the lights on because the batteries of stuff was working.
Wow.
Turned on transmitters and see if anything worked. And I remember that like 2 weeks later, there was a little blurb in the paper that there had been a breaking entry in the shed in the collector's place. We didn't take anything, but and I remember we all went, oh. So yeah, that's
criminal.
Funny. That just came to mind.
Criminal.
And breaking and entering.
You have so many good
breaking
stories.
And entering into the surplus, yeah, army collector's,
yeah,
store.
Yeah.
So that was a crime.
Yes, that is definitely a crime.
Ask that question again. I got many more like this for you. How about you, darling? What kind of crime did you commit?
I was a thief.
Let me guess, store theft?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, two incidences.
Oh, two?
So my mother, when we were young, like probably 5, 6, would write a note. Please give my daughter one pack of
Pall Malls. Oh, Kent
100s. Pat Allen's.
Wow. Wait a minute. She was telling you at 5 to buy her smokes.
Maybe we were a little older, maybe 7.
Oh, man.
So she would give us money. And so what I would do,
that's fun.
I would bring a paper bag with me. And I'd go, and I like thought I was just being really cool, and I'd grab some candy, and I'd go around to the back, and I'd put it in the bag, and I would just walk out like
like bubble gum or something. What kind of candy?
No, I don't know. Like two things. I would just put it in the bag, and like I would like.
And you had your cans, and then you stole the candy.
Yes, and so then I did once. I think I did it twice. And the third time, I'm putting the candy in the bag, and the pharmacist. It was Roy's pharmacy. Roy.
Roy
came, grabbed my arm. He's like, what are you doing? You're stealing from me. And and he called the police.
Awesome.
They handcuffed me.
They
threw me in the back of the car.
Oh, that's
great. No, they didn't handcuff me.
They took you back to your mom's house.
Well, they're like, where do you live? And I had my bike. And so I had to ride my bike. And then when I got home, the cops were like, yeah, she was stealing candy from Roy's pharmacy. And he doesn't want to press charges, but he wants you to know.
You know,
I got spanked. Like, yeah.
But I wish they still did that.
What? I know. We wouldn't have the issues. Now you can steal up to $900 worth of stuff.
That's exactly what it was like. Like if you got caught, the cops would come to your door and they'd have a chat with your parents and you get in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Roy's Pharmacy was there for, it was right down the street.
Roy's
but
Pharmacy,
yeah, so we'd have to buy. And then when
fantastic.
I was a teenager, I remember we would steal jewelry from the department store. We'd go to the Woodmar Mall.
I never shoplifted.
And you know what? It wasn't because I wanted it. It was the thrill of it. And so I shoplifted. Mm. I was probably 13. It was dumb.
I never stole from
stores.
Now
I would never do that. No. I would never. I know
at
someone
least,
in
at
particular.
At least I did something cool. I rappelled down.
I was a thief, man.
I was
rappelled. I used my paper bag.
I was a cat burglar.
I would use my paper bag.
Hey, this was joyful to me.
Yes, it was joyful. I enjoyed myself. Thank you.
We'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Oh, we will.
Okay. All right. Love you, darling.
I love you too, baby.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Remember, curryandthekeeper.com. Send us some value. Send Tina an email.
In your nation. In the evening.
Curry and the Keeper.